Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Our focus last time and this time is Jesus Christ, who is our grace. Speaking of enjoying communion with the triune God, we have seen that God the Father is love, God the Son is grace, God the Holy Spirit is comfort. Knowing this about God invites us into a deeply personal prayer life with Him. This we seek. This we desire. So I want to pick up on Christ our grace by reminding you of the text we looked at last time. And then I want to add to those demonstrating how the Bible speaks of Jesus being our grace. After that, I want to draw us to one other insight that I think will help us understand the amazing grace of our Lord. I am happy to have you with us as we proceed. Hopefully you will recall we find Jesus being grace in John's Gospel chapter 1, verses 14 and 16. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw His glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. Verse 16, for of His fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. Oh, we hear it there. Jesus is grace. He is grace upon grace. And Jesus invites us into communion with Him. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. When we want to experience the grace of God in our lives, we dine with our Lord. As Joel Beakey and Mark Jones write, reflecting on the theology of John Owen, quote, to sit at the table with Christ, enjoying his graces in the saints, and the saints feasting on Christ's glory, this for Owen was the height of spiritual delight. Fellowship with Christ feeds the soul with sweetness, delight, safety, and comfort. I love that. Talk about communion. This is it. To sit with Jesus, to fellowship with Him, there is a sweetness to this we experience no other way. This is a delight, and therein is safety and comfort. We live in a world where there is little safety, and where are we truly safe? And we often feel uncomforted. But when we huddle with Christ in prayer, our souls are fed with sweetness, delight, safety, and comfort. Is this your experience? Let me now add to these scriptures a few more. My goal here is not to overwhelm you with Bible passages, but rather to support the truth that Jesus is our grace. And so you can sit down with your copy of God's Word and read these as part of your own supping with Jesus. Ephesians is full of Christ's grace. Ephesians 1 verse 7 reads, in Christ we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of His grace. Ephesians 1, 7, the riches of His grace. And again in Ephesians 2, verse 7, which says, so that in the ages to come God might show the surpassing riches of His grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. In the future, we will see the surpassing riches of Christ's what? Of Christ's grace, this kindness shown towards us in our Lord. Ephesians 2, 7. And then, of course, the text that proves we are saved from our sin by God's grace. Listen to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, for by grace you have been saved through faith. Who is our Savior? Jesus is, and it is by His grace that we are saved. No wonder that all throughout the New Testament, believers are constantly greeting one another with this phrase, grace to you. And finally, there is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let me read this verse and then I will comment. Hebrews 4, 16 says, therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. In a beautiful and richly theological section on the compassion of Christ our High Priest, the author of Hebrews says that the throne of God in heaven is a throne of grace. As Christians, forgiven and cleansed of our sin by Jesus, our great High Priest, we now have access to the very throne of God, and we can draw near to His throne in confidence because of what Jesus has done for us. And when we are there, we receive mercy and we find grace to help in our time of need. Are you in a time of need? According to your faith in the Lord Jesus, you have access to the throne of grace. Go there, friend, and find mercy, grace, and help. In these days together, we are talking about communion with the triune God. And by communion, we mean prayer, biblical meditation, and fellowship with God. Well, this verse certainly speaks to this. I want to encourage you, even as I encourage myself, go someplace quiet, get your Bible open, and read and reread these passages. Meditate on them and pray to Jesus Christ, who is our grace. Don't you need His ongoing grace in your life? I know I sure do. Let us find grace when we commune with Christ. And now here is this other insight I mentioned at the beginning. It is interesting to me, even odd, strange, weird, and certainly unexpected that Jesus Himself never, to our knowledge, used the word grace. We do not read in the Bible, in the Gospels, of Jesus saying that He is God's grace, nor does He say grace to you. Wouldn't we think that since we are saved by God's grace through His Son Jesus Christ, Ephesians 2 verse 8, that God the Son would talk about grace? I would think so. Yet our Lord did not talk about grace. He showed grace. His life is a life of grace. He exudes it in His many encounters with men and women in desperate need of the unmerited favor of God. Think of the example of the woman caught in adultery who was about to be condemned and stoned before the scribes and Pharisees in John chapter 8. What does Jesus say to her? I do not condemn you either. Go from now on and sin no more. That's grace. Or before that, in John chapter 4, to the woman at the well. This woman who had five husbands and the man she now shared her bed with was not her husband. Jesus presents Himself to her as the gift of God, verse 10. That's grace. And then there is the story of Jesus' interaction with the chief tax collector named Zacchaeus. He had been ripping people off, stealing from them by keeping some of the supposed tax money for himself and his associates. Zacchaeus was a sinner through and through. In fact, in Luke 19, he is accurately called a sinner. But Jesus shows Zacchaeus great grace. And these are just some examples of the grace of Christ on full display by how He lived and in His interactions with other people. And here is the other way that the grace of Christ shows up in our Bibles. Grace permeates His parables. Jesus is the greatest storyteller to ever live. He spoke in parables. These were stories that clarified and highlighted deep spiritual meaning. By my count, there are 39 of them, and some of those appear in more than one gospel. Those who love and serve Jesus cherish these parables, and one theme that runs hard and fast through so many of them is grace. We do not have time today to cover these, but let me recommend a few of them to you for your reading. The parables of the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son, otherwise known as the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15, are all stories of grace. Certainly, the story of the unforgiving servant in Matthew chapter 18 is a parable of grace. And of course, this classic, the parable of the Good Samaritan in Luke chapter 10. And in Luke 7, we have the parable of the creditor and the two debtors. Jesus said this to Simon the Pharisee. A moneylender had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. And when they were unable to repay, he graciously forgave them both. So which of them will love him more? Simon answered and said, I suppose the one whom he forgave more. And Jesus said to him, you have judged correctly. Luke 7, 41 through 43. Well, yes, there Jesus used the word graciously. The creditor graciously forgave them both. That's a story about grace. And again, these are just some examples. My invitation for a profitable time of prayer for us today persists. Let's read these parables and therein find the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we know, oftentimes a well-told story captures truth for us in a way didactic teaching does not. The God-man knew this, and so this is how he communicated his grace, so that we could easily understand and apply these parables to our lives by how we live in a grace-less society. In communion with the triune God, Jesus is our grace. Next time we learn who the Holy Spirit is, so join us because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.